say God will prosper, like, why they do that talk about prosperity? You need to understand that Jesus is so interested in actually seeing you free here on earth, much as he is interested to see you in heaven. Because the initial reason why you were all created in the first place was that you should live in the world in abundance in earth, and again in righteousness, until sin came and separated man from his birthrights. So our birthrights were not suffering. Come on, sometimes I'm here, prophet. I will talk to you about some of the things that Jesus Christ did on earth, which is healing. But again, money. Say healing and money. These things together. You cannot separate healing I'm talking from the kingdom perspective. Because you have to be very careful, because the enemy, also the devil, promises money to the people. I'm not talking from the perspective of the world. I'm talking from the perspective of God's kingdom. Much as this bloody money, evil money, actually it shows that there is also what is known as holy money. And I, one time again, I told you before, I said we have a lot of people who actually pray for the Holy Spirit, but you don't pray for holy money. Can you imagine having everything holy? You holy and having the Holy Spirit, the Spirit you have is holy, and then you have no holy money. Now, there is nothing embarrassing than being anointed and being broke. When I was anointed, God called me and gave me the anointing. I didn't have resources. I didn't have money. The whole prophet, I was stuck in Mzuzu. I promise you, me and God, we're all stuck. We have somebody now stuck in Chitungwiza in Zimbabwe. He has been called by God. God is inside. God wants to use the person to the whole world. But because there's no money, the person is stuck in Chitungwiza with the whole calling. I got somebody watching me now in Botswana, and the person is called by God. But you can actually be stuck in one location with the whole calling until you realize the voice that says silver and God, they are all mine. Until you understand the sayings and the voice of God about silver and money, that actually they belong to him. So you need to know this, that if we have to advance the kingdom, we need finances to advance the kingdom. Now, somebody's watching me now, you're watching me home, or you, whatever you are doing, but I want you to know this. You need to understand these two things today, healing and money. There's going to be healing coming to your direction. Your I receive is on louder. There's going to be healing that's going to come to your direction. And that's very important, because we cannot be talking about a God who we do not actually see the signs. Do you understand that? I was reading the book of Isaiah 26. And again, I read Isaiah chapter 2, 3, 4. And all these chapters, Isaiah is rebuking people who worship idols. And he says, how can you worship a God you make with your own hands, who does not hear, who does not listen? Can you imagine, we worship a God who lives forever, but we all act as if we worship a God who can't see, who can't hear. When a disease comes, you are hit with it, and you're not healed with it. When poverty comes, you are hit with financial crisis, and you're not walking out. And I do believe that tonight, we should all agree that enough is enough. I need my healing. I need my financial breakthrough. I belong to God's kingdom. I belong to the Jesus nation. If you believe, raise your hand and say, I believe. God will touch you tonight. This is a time we need to see signs. Now, I want us to go to 3 John, verse 2.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Read again.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Can you see from the scripture? First of all, we want to find out who wrote that scripture. It is a man by the name called John. This man called John was an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not just an apostle, but he is an apostle of love. He is an apostle that Jesus loved most. He was an apostle who was at the heart of Jesus. And he is the one who is writing the mind of God. He says, beloved, above all things. No, you didn't hear? Above what? This is an apostle of Jesus who was with Jesus, and Jesus actually loved him most. A man at the heart of Jesus. He knows the mind of Jesus. He writes. He says, above all, above everything. He says, I wish. Then he says, what? I wish what? He says that you may prosper and be in health. Did you hear that? What is the meaning of all that? There are two words there that are combined together. Prosperity and health. He says, above everything, these are needed. Prosperity and health. Why is he writing that? Why is he saying that? Because this is an apostle of Jesus. He never says, above all things, I wish you just go to heaven. No. Then he says, just as your soul, that's now spiritual for the kingdom of heaven. Just as your spiritual, now go back, go there. Just as your spiritual what?
Even as your soul prospers.
That's now to do with the spirit. That now deals with your spirit. So there are three things now. Your spiritual life, your health, and your prosperity. But as I said tonight, I'll be talking about two. Healing and prosperity. So your soul, your spirit, your prayer life, your salvation, it's as much as it is prospering. Above all other things, you need two things. You need prosperity, and you need what? Good health. It says, as your soul is prospering, as you are growing in faith, as you are standing in prayer, it says there are two things that you need. Health and prosperity. The word prosperity there is the word eudo. Is the word eudo. The word eudo is a Greek word which means prosperity. And the root cause or the root meaning of the word eudo means to have a good journey. It also means to be successful. It also means to make money in business.
The Greek word to prosper is eudo, which simply means succeeded in business affairs or to grant prosperity and to give a successful issue, to prosper and to cause to prosper.
Hear that? Now, can you imagine, Apostle? So if you need to understand this, that the scripture was not written. Are you there, right? The scripture was not written in English. It was written in Greek. When Apostle Paul was writing there, he actually meant that in business, you must make money. He says, I wish. Oh my goodness. Is somebody hearing me now? You must know that. In the Old Testament, the Bible is written in Hebrew. And in New Testament, it was written in the Greek. So when they were interpreting in English, they just used the word prosper. Go back on the scripture.
Wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Did you hear that? So if you hear there, he's saying have a good, one of the meanings there is to have a good journey, is to be successful. And it means to prosper in business. Can you imagine the whole apostle of Jesus? He says, above everything, I wish you eudo. To eudo means to make it in business. To have money, to have physical evidence. He says, I wish above everything else. He says, as your spirit is growing, as your prayer is growing, as your faith is growing, I wish these two can be added. Good health and money. Now, if you have a neighbor, to that neighbor say, are you hearing this? Say, if you're hearing, tell them, if you're hearing, give them half as they receive money. So Apostle Paul says, I wish. Why? What made him to write this? Because he realized there were so many people who were anointed and they had no money. I'm telling you, if you are anointed and you have no money, it's the most embarrassing thing. Even your own family, they call you fake. I promise you, your own family members, they'll be like, are you sure you're a woman of God? Are you sure? Are you sure? Your own wife will be like, my husband, did you really hear God? I'm telling you the truth. Are you following?
Yes, Papa.
Why? Because people don't understand it. So Apostle Paul had to write a letter. He says, I wish above everything. Because you need to know who he was writing to. And I want you to understand this. That in those days, people abandoned everything. They were just praying in tongues. So he said, no. He says, wait. So he wrote him a letter. He says, no. Go and make money in business. You do. Go and prosper. Go and become billionaires. As your soul is, as your prayer life is, as your spirit, as your faith is growing. Go and you do. I prophesy to everybody under the influence of my voice. Money is coming to you. I don't care whether it's coming through your work, your job, your contract, your whatever it is. But doors are opening now of money. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says what? It says your doors shall open continually. It says what?
Your doors shall open continually.
They will never shut. This is a moment to have open doors. Day and night. I prophesy, receive in the name of Jesus. As a Jesus nation, this is what God will do. He said, and I want you to hear this. Laka parosh. How many are following? In Isaiah 60 verse 11, I want us to read together. In Isaiah 60 verse 11, what does the Bible say?
Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought.
Did you hear that? Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. But looks like it's the opposite. Actually, your doors are shut continually. That is against the scripture. That's why we are coming against it tonight. It is not what the Bible says. It's not what God is saying. That's why tonight we are rebuking that spirit. May your gates open continually. I say, may your gates open continually. In the name of Jesus. It's like the opposite. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if I stay 3 days without money coming? I feel like I've fallen spiritually. Because the Bible says your gates shall open continually. Why are they shutting? I squeeze the enemy like nobody's business. And he knows it, that if that man, if we try to close his doors, he will scatter our kingdom. I go and I say in the name of Jesus, every power and prosperity, I don't care whatever it is, but standing on my way, by the power of God, I pull you down. I even attack other areas which I'm not even supposed to attack. The devil even gets you like, ah, what's the connection with these other? You touch my gates of money. I touch every area. I even attack the spirit of cancer. The devil like, ah, what's the connection? Then I might be like, what's the connection? What's the connection? Because it is our right. And I'm saying this thing because, trust you me, one of the reasons why people are not in church today is because they associate the church with the poverty. They associate the church with the poverty. I promise you. There's a place in the United States of America, all right, where I was going to preach some years ago, and we went to preach to one of my sons in the United States of America, and we are in this state, we're at the airport, and he's telling me to say, you know what, in this state, 80% of people don't believe in God. I said, what? He said, they don't believe in God. I had gone to preach in Hungary, generation. I said, why? He said, most people in this state are millionaires. Are millionaires. They don't believe in God. Because, you see, people think praying the way we pray is associated with the poverty. And it's exactly why the Jesus Nation came. God will raise up a people, powerful people, who believe in him, who bow to him, who worship him, walk in righteousness, walk in holiness, serve him, and yet have money, have impact, have influence, take over. In every position, they will be there. Time will come when I'll be actually leading prayers like this. And 90% of the people who would have come as international visitors, they would have come on their own private jets. You see, I know you're hearing this, but most of you are not believing it. You will come. You see, same thing with me. When I was being taught some years ago that this will happen to you, this will happen. It becomes like, how would this happen? But a God whom I serve removes the word how and puts the word it is done. I prophesy to everyone else watching me now. Time is coming and it has come. When we, as the Jesus Nation, we will walk in prosperity and in health. So the biggest question could be, why did he combine prosperity and health? Because Apostle Paul understands there is no prosperity without good health. You cannot serve God in poverty. Trust you me. You can't serve God in poverty. It's why these things now, you're going before the Lord and say, Father, I have nothing to give you. All I give you is my heart. Who in the Bible gave you the heart? Solomon gave 1,000 cows, cattle, as an offering. David, he said, I cannot give God what costed me nothing. He said, I will make sure it cost me. Yeah. Abraham, he even took his son for sacrifice. And you, Father, I have nothing to give you but my heart. Am I talking to somebody here? We want listen to this. We want you to be able. I was reading my Bible, even in heaven, they are not just worshiping with their heads bowing down. They are not. The Bible says they take gold, crowns of God, and they cast before his throne. Pure God, 100% God. They take crowns of God. Even as I'm talking to you, they are doing it. And you are saying, Father, give my heart. May God open your doors. You will be able now. When God says, go and give the poor, you will be able to go and give the poor. If God says, build a school for your community, you will be able to build a school for your community. Not just your heart. If God says, build a church, you're just going to go and build a church. Imagine saying, Father, I give my heart. Oh, for what? People are dying out there. People are poor there. And you're also part of the people who are poor. And so, Father, I give my heart. Listen to me. If you're hearing me and you're watching me, wherever you're watching me from, poverty is the enemy in the Jesus nation. And it's what God told me. He said, we need to kick out poverty from the Jesus nation. It is not a sign of the Jesus nation. And never will it be. A Jesus nation, it is a church that is glorious and powerful. Both spiritually, in holiness, in righteousness, as well as in prosperity. Somebody raise your hand as I receive it. You will have money like you have never even thought about it. You see, even some are thinking like, how? You sit there, you have no job, you have nothing. Like, how would I even have it? Wait for the next 2 months. Doors will begin to open. I said doors will begin to open. Listen, poverty is the enemy in the Jesus name. It has no place. Has no place in the Jesus nation. Has no place. Everyone is supposed to be a multimillionaire. I stand here on my altar and I command your money to follow you. I command your health to follow you. Your healing to follow you. Receive in the name of Jesus. The most harassing thing is when you talk in tongues and you haven't paid rent. It is ending in the name of Jesus. I promise you, it is ending in the name of Jesus. It is ending in the name of Jesus. You will have money. You, somebody say, I receive.
I receive money.
Shaka pakadosh. As you are praying now, you see, these things, why do I pray? Why do we talk about these things? Because God wants us to touch the world. But we're not going to touch it with just the Bible. I promise you, the reason why Christians are not taking over the world is because all we do is we come on a crusade with just the Bible. And the Muslims, they come with the schools. I promise you, Muslims are coming with the schools and the universities. They're building universities and schools. And you, an evangelist, just bring your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. You receive Jesus today. You receive Jesus today. Hallelujah. Time has come when we will come with the gospel, make people receive Jesus and build them a hospital and build them a university and build them and say, these are for the community. The reason why God doesn't give people money is because most of you, your money is just used for you and you alone. Time has come when you need to understand that your money is for the mission. So Paul says, John says, I wish that you prosper. He says, above all things, I wish that you what? Prosper. And be in good health. Because you can actually prosper and be sick. You can actually be sick and fail to prosper. You can't be productive if you are sick. All these two should happen to you. You must be in good health, and you must make it, and you must have money and resources. Raise your hands and receive it. Raise your hand again and say, receive it. Wherever you are, raise up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, this is my portion.
This is my portion.
Say, in the Jesus nation,
in the Jesus nation,
this is my portion.
This is my portion.
Put hands for the Lord. Put your hands for the Lord.